Dat is wel waar. Dat mooi dat zijn grens is redelijk aan oude mooi. Zo hier past niet. Like, dit is mooi dat zijn grens. Die past dat zijn grens. Oké, wat ik doe. Because of Isaiah, that by allowing him to be mishtamish in the Canaan that is not in the Canaan, he might be induced to be mishtamish in the Canaan, that is in the Canaan, that it will ask that we should not allow your person to be mishtamish heter in the Canaan that is in Basiena, even though it has a meaning there. Because of Isaiah, maybe he will be mishtamish heter. All right, the death of the people is Mishamisha is a big effort. But there is nothing in the world that stops him from giving just a happy bless of the Heter. Yeah. Usually it's you, Mishamisha. So if we are gazing in connection with the case of the Canaan, it is not in the ancient world where it could not become ours. But it's kind of how we should ask her here, where he could become yourself by simply cooking a small quantity of extra. Not the shepherd, not the goat, not the goat. This is the answer. Coach basically asked me, I'm a fish in there, I'm a fish in there, then can be some mashu with good. So since the Tumtum of Beit is Masika the Rajbo, but the Rajbo mentions a good life. The Gimone of Kankanish of Yichovi. So this whole reason is a Sheikha. So, and the Tumtum, that's the Raya of the Rajbo. Now the Tumtum is Helik, so obviously he holds it's no Raya of the Gimone. Why is it no Raya of the Gimone? Because he will agree with the Rav. That the reason is why Yisroel is listening to the Sheikha, not because the law has been the Sheikha 60 measures of Heter, negative one measure of Yisroel, but because it will be listening to with God. So in Mele, there is no Raya, for this being that Kankani, that was used with Zainan, where Yaynesa was used with Zainan, has only a Gria Kirikli. Maybe it has a substantial Gria, more than Kirikli. But then you ask if it has a substantial Gria, so then you couldn't have every time you are Mishtamish in the Kankani with that. 60 measures? You can only have 60 measures in the Kankani, in the beer, the fields of the Kankani, or the water that fills up the Kankani. If the Gria is only Gria Kirikli, so then, a full kankan certainly has 60 times the glitter. But if the glitter is more than the glitter, how do you know that every time you fill up the kankan, it has 60 measures? Maybe not. So anyway, how does the tool, since the tool is massive and the right was big,
some Mele you cannot base it upon Gemara of Kankam. So the two must explain Gemara of Kankam in accordance with the explanation given by the Rav. So according to the Rav, there is no raya the debris of Kankami, which is Mitzemer, is only the Ramuet, maybe it's the Ramuet. So why does it talk past me that it's only a debris to the Kankami? That's the Kasha. Since the Torah is Chilka the Rashba's Chiddush, so the Rashba's Chiddush is not implicit in the memory of Kankanim Shorim Chodim, Yisroel Bibawi in some shape. So then we must explain, the Rashba must explain the memory of Kankanim. The Rashba must explain the memory of Kankanim on the basis of something else. Because it gives it tampon. So in Meila there is no raya that the debris of Yai Meser that is Mitzemer is only Kekli. There is no raya. That doesn't mean that could be true. So there is no raya. But it could be true anyway. We could say that. Still the Taz doesn't like this parent, because they said that it's only a, Mr. Yosef says that the kasha of the two is no kasha. And the Taz is disposed to agree with Mr. Yosef. Fine. We rather roll with that to the Matur, because Mr. Yosef has said, the agreement is a Rabbi Matur, שיש לפנינו שני קושים, ואחד לא מוהיתירו לא סיבי להשגיל בקנקנים של חובים. I mean, this stars is very obscure. I mean, this is very, you find it in the stars, in the stars you find it more than in the other Mizikele, that whenever the stars is married, then it's more obscure. Whenever the stars is Mikatsa, it's not obscure. But wherever he's married, he becomes obscure. And the Chilikotim explains it. So, on Kol Chochmirali, Mishites HaRashbo, Shireish Lepon HaShli Kushim, Vorechot Momo Yitiru Vos Isho Mashkim Mikankan Shoyim Chodem, Vozim Yishvitaris Mishahim Nisim Tam Mita, Al Koshi Kushi Acher, Vor Akopon Mimibatim Mizah Chodem, Il Vilhach Shatom Havim Mitzah Vihet Yeah, Vibrit Vilhach Mimibatim Mizah, we don't know there are so many points. In other words, we are two, the Rashba is bothered by two people. It's two cases. The Gemara says, Kankanim Shoyim Chob, Shem Chobim Nosam Vizich Yai, so Yisroel Yisim Vizich Sheikho, and the Rishayim say, Oadimayim, so the Rashba had two cases. One kashi is, now, when the Gemara says Yisroel Nisei Nisei Sheikha, what does it mean, Sheikha? And then he has to spill out the Sheikha. No, the Gemara doesn't mean he has to spill out the Sheikha. So Yisroel Nisei Nisei Sheikha, and from time to time, he drinks the Sheikha. So one kashi is, how is he allowed? That's one kashi. How is he allowed to drink the Sheikha? After all, this has a meaning of Yainess. Then you fill it up with Sheikha. So Yai Nesach will be different from the day that can come. And it will become commingled with the Sheikha. So how is he allowed to use the Sheikha? By drinking the Sheikha, he will also be drinking the Yai Nesach that is commingled with. That's one kash. So what is a teret? So as far as that kashim is concerned, we can easily dispose by saying what the Ram says. So the Rashba also understood
that he can readily dispose of that difficulty by saying what the answer is. That the reason as why we are allowed to bring the Sheikhol is because the Sheikhol will give, even though the Sheikhol has some Yain that was Niflat Nisei Chakuri, from the Beit Yakuri into the Sheikhol. So, but the Sheikhol gives a Tam Pogu in that Yain. So it's this Tam and Tam, so it's Mutter. So why we can readily dispose of this difficulty, but then there is another difficulty. The Gemara advises us, L'chatchile to do it. V'kankanim shalevit shalevit chovim nosal nesekhe yayin Yisroel nese nesekhe sheikho. So l'chatchile he can do it. How is he allowed to do it l'chatchile? True, that the yayin will not become us, because it will become mitter on account of nese tam l'gam. But there is a aloche of the battle is al Khatrile. So to be mifatil, to be mifagi, to convert it into a tampogu, that's also a form of people. So al Khatrile, we should not be allowed to do it. So the truth is that the Ram himself discusses that question. How are we allowed al Khatrile to pour beer into the Katharim? How are we allowing the Chathile to pour beer into the Katharim? After all, it should be Osea, because by doing that, we are in effect Mivatel, the Yayin, because the Yayin will come bottle, because it will be converted into a tampon. That's also a form of people. So it should involve the Isa of a Mivatel Isa Chathile. So the Ram says, in the Vatel Yisrael Chathchile is only Shayer when the Yisrael is Yisrael. The Yisrael is Yisrael. In this case, it's not that it becomes bottled because of the minimum quantity. It's not from the Shishim, but from the Rav, but from the Neyo, but from the Mosaim Yechol, whatever it is. There, we can apply the Aloha of the Vatel Yisrael Chathchile. But here, it's not. Why is the yayin mutter? Because it becomes bottle. Because it loses its identity. Bittul means that something becomes bottle because it loses its identity. Then we can apply the isa of the bottle isa of Hathchile. But here it's not because it loses its identity. Because even at the end, if it's an ancient town, it's gone. So it's the very machine of the year. So it's not an in on people. So the mainly doesn't involve the Yisrael of the Mbach Yisrael. So that's the Raya. And that's the Raya, and the Ram's Raya is that vis-a-vis converting something into a pogo, so the Aloche of the Mbach Yisrael doesn't apply. Because otherwise, now the Torah tells us that in the parasha of Eli Midian, the Torah tells us that we have to be magil all the kelim that were taken from the Midianim. Why? Because all the kelim of the Midianim had the Brias Yisrael, but when we are mivatel, so the Gemara says that we can be mivatel, we can be magil in two ways. Either if the mayim has shishim, nege the kele, that has a bria sisea. So even if it's a beyeme, so it can be magil, but then we require that there should be shishim in the mayim, 60 measures nege the volume of the kele. Now, like, because if the mayim does not contain 60 measures like the volume of the kele, and we don't know how much bria the kele has, so we have to consider the maximum. What's the maximum absorption capacity of the kele? The volume of the kele itself. I mean the mass, the volume of the kele itself. So in the water in which we dump the kele that has a bria sisa does not have 60 measures bigger the size of the kele that has the bria sisa. So maybe to become osa again. because the Buddha will bring that into the mind and then to absorb it. But if we are sure that we have such a bulk of water, that the bulk of water contains 60 measures, naked, the size of the police air, so then we don't have to worry by the possibility that it will be lifted into the mind, then be absorbed again. Because once it is lifted into the mind, it becomes mixed up with the mind, it becomes both with the mind, it loses its identity. Then, when it absorbs again, when the cable absorbs again, so it absorbs that. So that's one way of making agol. The other way of making agol, I mean that's the agol that is mentioned in the parasha of the Rebbe. So, the other way is, even if you wait in Israel, if you wait in his last, you let it stay idle for 24 hours. So then, any Brias Yisrael that remains latent in the Mikna Kli, is listed down with down. Is listed down with down. Then you can be marmalade with water, even if the water does not have 60 measures. Even if the water does not have 60 measures. Because then there is no problem, what do we say? It is Mifat Yisrael Hamayim, and then it will absorb again. So when it absorbs again, so it absorbs it down properly. So that's not osa. And even though with the rabbonon it's osa down, it's doubled down the chatchilen. So that's only if at the outset it was missing down. And then because of its stay in the day for 24 hours it became problem. But if at the very outset it was missing down, as in this case where it is mitzvah to say hamayim and then it absorbs the mayim again. So when the second year takes place, so it is already purple, so then it's mud. So then it's mud. This is what the Ram says. But the Rashba assumed that the halacha of a mivatel misal chatchila, it applies to a case where you take a misa be'er and you mix it up with 60 measures, applies also to a case when you are mafrit the bria, so that becomes, in the mind it becomes converted into a temple. So also the same misa of Mivat and Misa Chathil applies. So maybe the Rashba said as follows. As far as the first kasha against the Gemara is concerned, we can readily dispose of it by saying that the reason is why the Sheikhon is mutabashir is because it's a damn problem. But Gemara tells us that we are allowed the Chathil to fill it up with Sheikhon. So why are we allowed the Chathil to fill it up with Sheikhon? It should involve the Isaiah of a Mivat and Misa Chathil. הכוח נראה לי שיצא עד יש בו שתי קושי ואיך עוד אומר את תורו ששום משהו את הקן של יקחות וזה יש לתאריץ ואי זה שיח או מוטה דבר וזה יש לתאריץ של מי סיטה מוגדה ואתה בקוש קושי אחרת והכל פה נדבר נסחת ובכך שעת אומר לי וניסה ואתה מפריד לי אחים ואתה וניסה מדבר זה לא סוף שוואי מדבר זה יש שכתפו את הקן עם הישיבה Yiddish, the Chabad Havel is a mashu, the Yefcha Lopel is listened down. Al Kocho Mivatel is. So then he says, the reason is why it's good that even Chathila to do it, is because it's not conducive, it's not likely to give it down. Because it's used B'Shefa, so mainly it will never give it up. Not even with tampo. It will never give it up. Not even with tampo. You see, if it's likely that it will give it up, even though it will give it up, problems and never have to be exhausted. But if it's not likely that it will ever give it up, not even with tampo, so then it's good that we will have to. The Chimish Ebol, this one that I just said. The Chimish Ebol, he will say, so then it goes one step further. Suppose the Rashba mentions, the Rashba himself operates with the score of Tampo, the Rambam. But that, with that svara, he operates in connection with the first kasha. How is the biyamid? So he mentions that svara. But that svara, that svara is not enough to dispose of the second thing. How is it mutar lechatchila to fill it up with you? So in order to answer the second kasha, we must say something else. So in other words, what the Taz is saying, that the Rashba agrees with the Ram's longest story. What is the Ram saying? What does the Ram say? That the reason is why the Gemara says, Kan kan shol im yichovim, shel im yichovim lo sam nesich yayim, yisroel lis im nesich sheikha. So why is the sheikha muter? The Ram says. Why is the sheikha muter? Because it gives it up for him. But the Ram, that's what the Ram says, but the Ram applies that regarding the second kasha too, because the Ram holds that when you give the tam kofor, so then it doesn't involve the Isra of Mat Isra Chathim. So the Rashba is chelikam on the Ram. As far as the first kasha is concerned, so the Rashba gives the same teretz as the Ram. So the first kasha, how is the Sheikha Muta David? So the Rashba says, agrees with the teretz of the Ram. So on the score of Tam Pogum, the Sheikh Hom is Mutter. But then there is another kasha. So the Ram applies the Tam Pogum Svore Ligabi, the second kasha too. Because the Ram Shittim, that there is no Isra of Mat Isra Chathile in a case where you convert something into a Tam Pogum. But the Rashba is Chedek and the Ram, and he holds that the Isra of Mat Isra Chathile does apply to a case where you convert a Dover Osa into a Pogum, into a Pogum. So the Mele, the Teretz that the Rashba gives vis-a-vis the first Kashi, which is the same as the Teretz of the Ram, cannot be applied to the second Kashi. So vis-a-vis the second Kashi, the Rashba must give another Teretz. What's the other Teretz? Because it's always used the Shefa, so it's not likely that it will ever give it up. So once, now since the Rashba is forced to give the second Svar vis-a-vis the second Kashe, so he says the second Svar is a good Teretz and the first Kashe too. So in Achname we don't have to resort vis-a-vis the first Kashe to the second Svar, but once we are forced to mention the second Svore, vis-a-vis the second Kashe, we can apply it to the first Kashe as well. This is what it does. V'chim shebonim v'tiruzeh, Svire Rajim Abeisov, v'nzol v'tiruz v'chal v'mashir peyir, vis-a-vis the first Kashe. Allah, v'yayim peyir, ki yechim v'dam. So there we cannot say the first Svore, but we can say the second Svore. V'yayim peyir, ki v'shim yech shalom v'yayim 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 ומצליחם לתירוס בחיי, אלו אם הוא בחוקות דברי שליק זה הרי, שמו נשתמש בהת המועד. וזה מהנה תירץ, תירץ בחיי. So what we're saying, so the Rashba is saying as follows. אם יקרי גודו, אם יקרי יקרי גודו, the big cat, that is always used בשפע, because no person will boil a small quantity of water or anything else in a beaker. If he wants to boil something small, he'll boil it in a small kele, not in a kele. So the Rashba says as follows, if the kele is a kli godol, so then you are allowed to be Rashon Chathile, and that kli godol was belayed it over Muret of Yisera, so then the Rashba says you are allowed to cook Lichatchile it over Heter, because it's not likely that it will ever give it up, because it's always used the Shep. If the Kli, however, that's only true if the Kli is a Kli got, like if we kept. But suppose the Kli is a Kli got. So then, you're not allowed to use your non-Kli cotton. Sometimes is used b'shefa, you see. Because if the Kli cotton, an ordinary kele, Kli cotton. So sometimes you fill it up, and there will be shishim. negative the minimum of places. But in the cleansing, because sometimes you want to warm up, let's say, one cup of water. So when you warm it up, you're not going to take a big kettle and warm up in one cup of water. So anyway, according to Rashi, if it's a klikotin like a big kettle, so then under also, so you can cook it vaheter. It was heter in the klikotin, even though the klikotin has a klikotin, because it's not likely that it, in any situation it will give me tavisar in there. Because the klikotin is never used for its smoke property. It's only used for considerable bone. It's not used for its smoke property. So the melee, if a klikotin absorbed a small quantity of isair, you allow the chatchila to cook even heter, even if the isair is something that will never become a tampon. Why? Let's say like chile the dam will never give a tampon. I mean, no heter will give a tampon from chile the dam. But still, if the Greek godo absorb, let's say chile godam, so then you're allowed to mivashe your heter in that regard, because it's not likely that this liasise, even of chile v'dam, will give it time in the heter, because in that regard, so it will only be mishtamish v'shetem. Then, but suppose the kli is a klikot. So to suppose the kli is a klikot, so then it depends. If the kli is a klikot, so you are allowed to fill up the keilo, the klikot, completely, up to the top, the keilo, and be mivashil heter, if the kli asiser is something in which that will give the tam pogo in there. For example, in other words, if let's say kankan, let's say suppose you have a kankan cotton. Suppose you have a kankan cotton, not a kankan cotton. A kankan can also be a kankan cotton, not a shepherd. So sometimes a kankan cotton is used for small quantities and sometimes it's used for a relatively bigger quantity. Now, if the kankan is filled up to the top, so then you will have shishim, even though the kankan is a kankan. So melee, according to the Rashbo, if let's say you have a kankan cup in which in the cup kept yain eser, then you can fill up that kankan cup now in the top. You can fill it up in the top. And in view of the fact that the kankan has a minimum of liye, so even the kankan cotton, when it's used b'shefa, in other words, when it's filled up to the top, will have 60 measures, negative minimum liye, that is latent in the defne akankan b'aftan. If you fill it up to the top, but suppose you fill it up just a little bit with sheikho or with mayi, then it will not necessarily have shishi. If not, so the Rashbo is matir. The Rashbo is matir. Kankanim daily to fill up. Kankanim, so according to the Rashbo, you are allowed to fill up kankanim daily that you don't use with small quantities, only for big quantities. So kankanim daily, the king of God, you can. So even if the bleer was a bleer of something that would give it tam mishvach, not a tam yugam. So you allow, because it's not likely that the bleer sisar will ever give it tam or be sar in there. Mashain can give the kale in the klikot. So then, if the bleer is something that can give it tam, if the bleer is something that can give it tam mishubach in there, then you're not allowed to be mivashed in that kele. Even if you fill it up completely, Mashiach, if the klikot has a bleer of of something that would become permanent. For example, like the Kankamim of Yaines, even if the Kankamim are Kankamim Knan. So then, when you fill it up with Sheikho, so, and if you fill it up with Sheikho up to the top, so then there will certainly be. So, in this particular situation, when you fill it up to the top, there will certainly be. There will certainly be shishin in the neged, the bria of Yahnesach that will be nifla into the kakam. So then you are allowed to do it. But to fill it up with a little bit of sheikho, you're not allowed to do it lechatchila. Even though it will not aser the little bit of sheikho on account of the fact that it will be given tamid dam, because the yayin will give it tam pogum in the sheikh. So it will not aser it be there. But lechatchila you're not allowed to fill up the kankan tamid with a little bit of sheikh. But if you fill it up completely, the kankan tamid, so then the kankan tamid will have shishim in the sheikh neged the bli of yayin that itself can only give it tam pogum. Even if it didn't have shishin, it will not aser there. And in addition to shishin, so we may know it's muter. Masha'in kei, in the case where the blie is a blie that will not give it tam pogum, it will give it tam shubach. So then, even if you fill it up completely, there will be shishin. So it will become bottle, but lechatchila you're not allowed to do it. This is what is it. So then, even if you fill it up completely, there will be shishin. So it will become bottle, but lechatchila you're not allowed to do it. This is what is it. So he said, yeah. The king should only be given there. Smirma Ashbog Abeso, the zone for Tirish in the Hamad Amesh and Tayyid. Allah, if you are in the period, he gave Hina Vidam, gave Hina Vidam, Mita was there, Kim Shi Yachal Abel in the Sita, Kim Shi will quit God. When he's free from Tirish and Tayyid, everyone will be quit God. He is weak as a day, Shemma Yishtamish Betam Yer. Was then the hammer of Tirid the paper. Now, because of the Ashbo, Kola Kedim Shemosa will come in the Zechom Yahim, Mutomim Shamashki, Yahaina Afilu Ktan, Mitam Shem Pedro, Vishom in Shaykh with Zeh Mishim Shem and Mishtam is in the way, in the Vatli They should say no mitzvah to say. They will battle Eloi, they will battle Eloi, they will even show Shemo Yovei, will be Misa Shemo Yisitah, will go say Mehamed Tivot. Before the Shatah, they will be Eloi Misa Tivot. We should hoche Mehamed Abul Chathilet will say Shemo Yikrikot. So it's not there. But in Yikrikot, Balzeh Yikshatu, and there is a big Kushi, and the Bakri Yodam,
Kim Shemir Rabashu, who creeped out of the phone, the human, the Shemo, the Stanley, the Muet, the Shom Koya, Yan, Yan, the Imitated, the Hebrew,
שעתור בערן ואינקי לרעש ואובין מסכו ירו לאחנו ולאיסה יוחנה תלגוב מאוד מוקים של פיידים ובוזה שום לעתור בערן יאבא רמבן צבירו יאבא פרייט לה So I mean, so he's saying that the tool agrees with the Rashbo to a certain extent.
In other words,
the Rashbo is making that even the Kli is a Kli that is a Meyeh. But if the Kli is a Kli Godu that is used only in the Shafar, so you allow him the Kli Meseyeh Meyeh to be Mivashe in Heter. So the tool is Chelik. But suppose that the Kli is a Kli Shem Meyeh, let's say a decap. So you are Mivashe Chelik in that on Sunday. So then on Tuesday, you allow it to be Mivashe Shchute, even according to the tool. Even according to the tool. Why? Because in such a case, the tool only answers where the Kli is in the Yemi. So true that the Kli is usually used, Bishepa, but we still have to be gazing here. Maybe sometimes he will not use a bishop. Maybe he'll get an idea sometimes. He will not have any other kale available. And he'll have to be washing a small quantity of heter, let's say one glass of heter. He'll have to be washing. And he doesn't find any clean kale of the kale town. So what will a person do? If he has a big kettle that is clean. So he'll certainly decide to be mivashel one cup of water in the big kettle. And in such a case, there won't be shishim in the one cup of water neged the minimum of bria of his hand of the chile. So mele, the two assers to be mishtamish in a clean godel, that is, even though it's used b'shefa usually, because of exere, maybe sometimes when he will not have a Kli Kotl available, so he will use that Kli Kotl. So because of that, he is Chelik on the Rashbo team. But suppose the Kele is an enemy. Let's say Chile Vodam was cooked on Sunday morning. Now it's Wednesday, and he wants to cook, let's say, Shchuto or the Mohete or anything. In that Kele Kotl, then he's allowed. Why? Because then it's impossible that it should become osir b'heter. Because even if he will cook at any time a small quantity, now it's Wednesday, so it's already more than 24 hours since the chiluk of the dam was nipla, he said definitely. So even if he will, let's say, boil a small quantity of water in that cave. So there won't be shishim, neged kazayis of chile, that will be niflat into the mayim. But the mayim will not become osir anyway, because it's facing time with God. So in such a case, the will also be made. But the Rashbo is making even vis-a-vis a Kli Kotl. So he's making even if it is a Benyeh. Mashinkin the tool, so vis-a-vis a Kli Kotl will only be making if it's not a Benyeh. If it's not a Benyeh. But if it is a Benyeh, it is also. Now, the Rashbo, vis-a-vis a Kli Kotl, so if it is, so what will, according to the Rashbo, so if it is a Kli Kotl that is used b'shefa, it is always used only b'shefa, so then it is muter, even if it is a b'yemen. Suppose it is a Kli Kotl, so then the Rashbo only will be matir if it's a b'yemen. What the tool is matir vis-a-vis a Kli Kotl, and the Rashbo is making vis-a-vis Kli Kotl. But vis-a-vis Kli Kotl, so the Rashbo himself will be made there, that it is also up to be mishtamish in Kli Kotl, that has a minimum of priya sisa in it. Even if he knows that this time he puts in shishi, negative priya sisa in the Kli Kotl, he puts it up to the dam.
But still the Rashba will remain there. That if the Kli is a Kli Kotlin, he is not allowed to fill it out. And, and if it is a Beyeve, he is not allowed to fill it out to the town. Even though there is Shishim, 60 measures, negative Gliya Sisa. Why? Because of Xavier. Because of Xavier, and maybe if we allow him to do it when he fills it up to the top, maybe an hour later he'll fill it up. He won't fill it up to the top, and then it will last him. But suppose that Likotin is an Eirigene, then the Rashba and the two will both be Mati. Will both be Mati to be Mishtamish Belechatril. In other words, so even though you're not allowed, so even though one is not allowed lechatchile to cook in a kele that is not in the evening that has a clear sisya, but if you put in enough heta that there is certainly shishi, that there is certainly shishi negative clear sisya, so then you're allowed lechatchile to cook in the kele that has a clear sisya. Even if the kele is a clear cook. So this is the tamsis of what it does says. In other words, so that aloch and beima shebishlo bo nebeile lo yivashlo bo shchuto lechatchile, even though it's not in the eime, even if the beis chedesh expired, since the nebeile was mispashlo, you're not allowed to, without being magil lekele, you're not allowed to yivashlo shchutene, so that's only if you don't put in enough heter in that kele that is not in the eime, so that there will certainly be 60 measures negative gliya. But suppose you know that the maximum gliya that kele has is one kazayis of hisya, and then you put in, let's say, you put in 60 measures of water or of any dover heter in that kele, then you allow the chatchila to be brush. According to the Rashba and the Torah. So Mimele, he answered the kasha. What was the kasha of the Taz? The kasha of the Taz was, since the Rashba explains the Gemara of Kankani on the basis of this Big Chiddush, so Mimele, there is no hechach from the Gemara. There is no hecha from the Gemara that the bliya that can come in is only kli. Maybe it's a bliya merube, but then you say if it is a bliya merube, so how is it that the Gemara says that the Gemara says that can come in shem kichov nosan misicha yayin yisroel misicha sheicho? That's because it gives it tampon. That was the kasha of the Taz against the Rashba. So now there is no kasha because the Rashba agrees with the longness of the Ram too. In other words, and he has to resort to that Taz. Because the Rashba assumes that since the Gemara says, Kan Kanim Shem Kehovim Nosar Nisecha Yayim, so Yisroel Nisir Nisecha Sheicha, and the Gemara doesn't say, Kan Kanim Gdelim Shem Kehovim Nosar Nisecha Yayim, Yain, Yisrael, Reisim, Sechecha. But the Gemara says, Stam, Kan Kanim, Shev Revichomim, Shev Revichomim, Nosar, Reisecha, Yain, Yisrael, Reisim, Sechecha. So that means that this Aloche has reference even to Kan Kanim Tam. Not only to Kan Kanim Tam. Usually Kan Kanim are Kan Kanim Tam. But you can have Kan Kanim Tam too, and the Gemara doesn't limit it only to Kan Kanim Tam. So it's Mashma, even Kan Kanim Tam. So Bishleime vis-a-vis Kan Kanim Deilim. So we can explain it on the basis of the fact that it's not likely, it's highly unlikely that it will ever Asa there. Because there will always be Shishi. But vis-a-vis Kan Kanim Tanim, how are we allowed, how does the Gemara allow us to, how does the Gemara allow Israel to pour in beer into it? Then it is likely that it will give it time, and there won't be shishim if it's a kankan cotton. So sometimes there won't be shishim negative. The answer is no, because because as far as Yaylesa is concerned, so that gives it a potent shape. So even Kankan Tami, it will never be to never ascend. So that's why the Gemara says, Kankanim Shalakum Shilchovim Nosam Yisechayayim, Yisroel Yisrael Yisrael Bein Kankanim Deli, Bein Kankanim Tanim. So, vis-a-vis Kankanim Tanim, why is it Mute, but it can give it time, he said, the answer is no. That it will never give it time that was there. Because suppose you put in very little of Sheikho in the Kankanim Tanim. And that's more likely that you'll pour in a little bit of Sheikho in the Kankanim Tanim. So then there won't be Shishin in the Sheikho, negative the blear of Yain Nesach that will be flat into the Sheikho. But the Sheikho will still be Muteh Abebe. Why? Because the Yain Nesach will give a tampon to the Sheikho. So mainly it can never lead to a situation where it will become Osadere. So as long as it will never lead to a situation where it will become Osadere, so mainly it's Muteh. So maybe it's Mudah. So because of that, he has a Hechach from that Gemara, even the Rajbo has a Hechach from that Gemara, that the Briya of Yain Nesach in Kankanim is always a minimum. What do you mean a minimum? Typically, this is what he said. Fizeh, Gamatus, Vire Atire Shal Rajbo. אם הנקוד גודל בין שלבטו מזרחת חילה כי אם זה אין אלו משהו ואי נגמיד את הפגל אבל נגמיד את הפגל פגל לא עם הנה כי אם נרקופונים למיגזה אבל לא למיגזה משמו חשב לקוסם 20 כפלה מדי דיבר לקליפה כי אם שלא משהו הוא קליפה הרקופונים בינו נשאר משתם לגמיד לשוב כל מיין ויין דגבי וכי משעתו והרע מחיל כמרש בו ואם בעשרוי רואו להח מקבי סוף ולהנקוד גודל בוקים שהוא פגל ולבוזה שוב והתור והרן, גם הרמב״ם סביר לי כהרן, ולמה איזה תירס הבייס, גם קליפה מהתרס, אלו שתירס הבייס כוס גורם של דבריהם שורו והוקר, וזה משייך כאן, לענייני סתיר, כי יחילו מדם, שאין שום דם, גם זה מתרחש ברבי ישראל, ורמב״ם ורמב״ם, תורו עושה בזה, משאין להם, כי משהו שותיר, ובאמס לא נסתור של דחם ולחילו מהם, די מן אדמור לשומרי להתיה, אף אם בחוגות ובניסה של פגל, אם לא למהל לקרוגות בו, אלו מילים של פגל, בשביל תיק שהיו מובד מלכתחילה. כמו כאן הוא לחומרי את למהל לקרוגות בו, במוקרים של פגל, כרמב״ם ורם ועטור ועוד. אבל לא את זה. So all that he says is, the Tazes, that where is the Kashi, the Tazes Yom, that the Rajbo is Chilik, and the Tam of the Ram, that the reason is to why I can come. It's all right to pour in beer or wine is because it will be a tampon. So that's only, it's only the Kashi that the Taz assume that only the Ram has that explanation. But the Rajbo does not agree with that explanation. So in the Teretz he says that the Rajbo agrees with the Ram's explanation too. But he says something else. He says, so in the Chanamba, as far as that Gemara is concerned, so the Rajbo agrees with the Pshat of the Ram. The Pshat of the Ram. So in the Mele, the Rajbo made an extension of this concept. So he says, just as the Gemara definitely says that it's Muter to be Mishtamish in a Kele that has a Bria Sisea, if the circumstances are such that it will never give it time that will be osea, for example, in the case of Yai, so it can never asa the Sheikho, because even if there won't be Shishi, it will never asa the Sheikho, because it will be a damn problem. So in the same way, why shouldn't it be Mutea to be Mishtamish in a Klee Godly, be cattle that is always used by Sheva? So there too, it will never be give it time osea. Why? Because in Tzias, a person will never be Mivashal in Dova Muret in Ibiket. So this is an extension of the Halochedid use from the Gemara of Kankanim. So the Torah says, no, it does follow this extension, this paralleling to the halacha that is explicit in the Gemara of Chachamim does not necessarily follow, because we can say, in respect to Chachamim, so over there the Yayin will always give it tampogo, so it's impossible that by using it, it should asr the Sheikha, because it will never asr the Sheikha, even if you fill it up with a little bit of Sheikha, and there won't be Shishim in Neged, negative bliyas yayim that is nifla into the beer, but it will still be mutter because it will give it a problem. Mashiachin here, all by the general practice is to use the biket to only be shefa, but sometimes it's possible that the person will not have any ricotin available and they'll have to boil a one release of water. And he will not have any other any klikotin available. So what will he do? He will not remain thirsty. He'll boil a one release of water in a big kettle. In a big kettle. And then it will ask him. So maybe we cannot be matter him to do it in a clean that is meyeme. But if the clean is an enemy, then the two will also agree with the Rajbo, because in such a case it will never become awesome. This is what I said.
Thank you. Ninguém já tomou aqui no chá com Wir haben das Protokoll, so wie das Wochenende, in den Jungs, was wir machen.